all is a potential banana skin, I guess. You had to show your character there, and to be fair, you really kept on going from the first whistle right to the end.
Yeah, we did. I think it's just a matter of kind of coming over here and getting the job done and getting out of here and hopefully not pick up any injuries. So thankfully we've done that today. Strong wind here. Usually, you know, you wouldn't associate Ruislip with a really strong wind, but kind of reminded me of Pier Stadium there at times.
I was just about to say that. We're almost back home again.
Exactly, yeah. So I suppose we were kind of used to that. But I know, we've done well. You know, the lads done well. And big first half, and I think that was kind of we put a lot of the groundwork in the first half playing with a strong wind.
Yeah, it's a huge wind. You can probably hear it on the microphone there as well. They sat deep, so you had to shoot from range, and you know, yourself included, were able to knock them off.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose they were probably afraid of the threat that we'd have inside and stuff like that. So it was a good display. I think we've a lot of stuff to improve on. Try and get more bodies back on the pitch. I don't think we picked up any injuries there today. I'm not sure, did we? I don't think we did. So hopefully onwards and upwards in that terms.
That second half, is it a challenge? How disciplined do you have to be? Because the game on the scoreboard is over, but you have to keep fighting. And it's even small little things I noticed. There are only small things, but there's turnovers here. There's three or four players fighting back. And then obviously the goals. And to show that, to keep going, is that a challenge or is that your experience onto the guys all the time?
Yeah, I think it's just like trying to just do the same things all the time. You know, I suppose the cliches, the processes and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we have to drive the standards on ourselves, and it's the same at training, you know, just treating training like it's a game. And thankfully today went well, and a lot of lads put their hands up, and there was a few debutants as well, which is great as well. So onwards and upwards, and we're out in 2 weeks time again, which is I think the games will become thick and fast, you know, which everyone likes.
They certainly are, because that's the challenge. You got the Division 1 campaign out of the way, and now it's full blown in the Connacht Championship.
That's it. So I think Mayo are in New York this weekend, and we're playing Sligo or Leitrim in 2 weeks time, and then if we get over that, we're playing the Connacht final 2 weeks after that. So you know, games are coming thick and fast, and I suppose it's great for everyone really, because that's what we want. Games are crying out for years. There was a time there a couple of years ago you might have an 8 or 9 week gap after the league to championship, so that day is gone, and I suppose it's good and it's exciting.
And nice to get a bit of time together as well with the squad.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Enjoy a few days of a training camp and trying to improve on small things.